This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. All roads in Yellowstone National Park are closed now with the end of the summer season, with the exception of the one northern route and the only access to Cook City and Silvergate, the north road from Mammoth Hot Springs. But before the official road closure, bad weather prompted the closure of most of the roads in Yellowstone National Park last Monday because of more than 30 traffic crashes last Sunday involving stalled, slipped, and crashed vehicles and slide-offs in the park due to snowy conditions. With the park mostly unstaffed due to the government shutdown, but still accessible to the public, a skeleton staff still working during the government shutdown did their best to respond to the crashes and disabled vehicles. The east, south, and west entrances of Yellowstone were scheduled to close Friday, October 31st, but most of the park was off limits to all vehicles 5 days early last Monday morning. Don Day, a Wyoming weatherman, said, "The whole park is on an elevated plateau. Even the lower parts of the park, like Lake Yellowstone, are still at a high altitude. That elevated plateau makes Yellowstone a high island that creates its own weather." A winter weather system moved into northwest Wyoming and Yellowstone National Park last Sunday, and Day said it had the perfect combination of factors to make the paved roads in the park's interior particularly hazardous. Day said, "The specific front from the Pacific Ocean was well suited to bring winter weather to Yellowstone. It had a lot of moisture, and the upper-level wind pattern was just right to focus in on the park, especially as you got up into the higher elevations." Day thinks the culprit behind most, if not all, of the Sunday incidents was the familiar foe that imperils all drivers in winter, black ice. Day added that unlike most roads in Wyoming, large sections of Yellowstone's roads are shaded by forests on either side. Even on a sunny day, black ice can still form in a shady spot on the road if it gets cold or windy enough to freeze any moisture. By 3 p.m. last Sunday, that sun angle is already low enough that the pavement had already cooled off, he said. What was wet an hour ago is now black ice, and that low sun angle played a huge role in that. Bad road conditions and inexperienced winter drivers combined for a perfect storm of crashes. Responding to 30 vehicle crashes and incidents in one day would be an exhaustive effort under normal circumstances. However, Yellowstone is still partially paralyzed by the ongoing federal shutdown, which only further strained staff and resources. Yellowstone will be closed for a month or so, with roads closed, no services available, and skeleton preparations for the winter season starting up. In late March 2025, just outside Grand Teton National Park, a nature guide made a grim discovery: the carcass of a young mountain lion beneath a tree. He quickly alerted the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, who collected the animal and sent it to Laramie for a necropsy. The results revealed a surprising cause of death: avian influenza, H5N1, the same virus responsible for outbreaks in wild and domestic birds. The 2 to 3 year old female mountain lion likely contracted the virus after eating an infected Canada goose. This marks the fourth confirmed case of a mountain lion in Wyoming dying from bird flu. While human infections are extremely rare, the virus is deadly once contracted and poses a growing threat to wildlife and livestock alike. Wildlife officials warn that the risk of contracting H5N1, avian influenza, increases during spring migration when more birds are on the move. To help slow the spread of disease, experts recommend removing bird feeders during outbreaks and keeping pets away from wild birds. If you encounter a dead animal in the wild with no visible signs of injury, report it to your local wildlife agency. It could be the key to tracking and containing this dangerous virus. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.